would like to read some of them.
Okay.
And he has many awards. And the question is here, who is Dewey the man of action? They classified him as a man of action, a man of purpose, courage, honesty, experience, dedication with a solid record of accomplishments. These awards are evidence of his achievements. Now, in 1962, he received the Omega Phi Psi Fraternity Award from Howard University for outstanding contribution to civil rights. In 1962, again, he had the D.C. Federation of Civic Associations Award for Humanities and Awards. He was a Citizen of the Year. And in 1962, again, he received the YMCA's Outstanding Citizen Award for the year. In 1963, he received the Outstanding Award from the Capitol Press Club, the Civil Rights Man of the Year. In 63, again, he received the D.C. Chamber of Commerce Award for Equal Opportunity Award. And in 1964, he received the National Corps Award for Leadership in Rights, Human Rights. In 1965, he received the Metropolitan Police Department Award, Certificate for Work in the Police Community Relations. In 1967, he received the D.C. Federation of Civic Associations for Humanities Awards. Again, in 1967, he received the D.C. Education, received from the D.C. Education Association Outstanding Citizenship in Education. And in 1968, he received Howard University's Law School Liberty Bell Award for outstanding lay contributions in the law in the United States. 1969, again, he received the Federal Bar Association Liberty Bell Award for outstanding lay contributions in the law in the United States. And in 1970, he received from the Washington, D.C. Teacher Union excellent contributions to educational affairs. Mm-hmm. And down here, he gives his birthplace and where he went to school and his children and the number of years and everything. And some of Hobson's affiliations have been, he served as president of the school there, and president of the association, president of the D.C. Federation of Civic Associations, and member of the executive committee of the D.C. branch, the NACP, chairman of the D.C. branch of Congress, Racial Opportunities, and founder of the Chairman Associated, member of the American Federation of State, and different things like that. And he is still working.
Quite a record.
And he's, I have other pictures and things. He received the first, Whitney M. Young's award is issued in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And on November the 14th, 73, the mayor of Washington had celebrated for him what is known as Julius Hobson's Day at the Sheraton Hotel, and there were about 2,000 people there. And of course, we have copies of that and different things. He's done a lot of work. And then he has a son,
mm-hmm.
and his son is now 26 years old, and he is vice president of the Board of Education in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's my grandson,
mm-hmm.
and he's also chairman of the finance committee, and he's also doing research work at the Howard University in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and they say that he is the youngest and the most promising young man that they have there now in that type of work for his age and everything. And so I'm hoping that he's going to continue. And I have one granddaughter. My grandson is married. And he has two little girls, about 2.5 mm-hmm. and 3 years old. So that's about, there's so much more I could say, but gosh, I'd be here till July the 1st of May trying to explain some of the things and the many things that he has participated in, and I have too.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can you tell me about your parents and your family background, going the other direction?
Yes.
Okay.
My parents were from Gainesville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. My father was Henry B. Sr., and my mother was Catherine Geary by marriage. And my father died before I went to school today in my life. My mother had 8 children. And at his death, the youngest one was 9 months old. And there were 5 of us who were not old enough to go to school. Mm-hmm. We had never been to school. But in my father's day, such as was possible,